the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. إِلَهِ لَوْ قَرَنْتَنِي بِالْأَصْفَادِ وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِهِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ. O Allah, if you tied me with chains, if you cut me off from your stream of bounties, in the presence of people, if the people were all witness to see how I am exposed to infamy, if I am ordered to proceed to hell, if a barrier is set between me and the pious, even then I would not cease to have hope. وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكِ. It would not stop me from expecting your pardon. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِ. This would not take away your love from my heart. We've been discussing the concept of love a couple of programs now. In the previous episode, we started discussing this fact that we have different levels of love. The most complete and perfect form of love is what Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in the supplication of Kumail. أبني صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك. Suppose I can endure your chastisement, how can I endure separation from you? This expression of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most brilliant gestures of love. It is the most sincere form of love. Assume that a servant could endure the punishment of the fire of his master. How can he bear his separation and anger? A lover may endure the punishment of his master, but he cannot endure the anger of his master. He cannot see the outrage of the master, because he might bear the fire of hell, which is the most severe of punishments, but he cannot bear separation from him. How can a servant be at rest amidst the fire of hell while he hopes that his master would return to him favorably and rescue him from fire? That is why Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam says elsewhere in this very supplication of Abu Hamza, "By your might, O my master, even if you drive me away, I would not leave your door. I would not cease to compliment you because of what I have come to know of your generosity and vastness of your mercy." This is what Imam alayhi salam says prior to this part. This is the most pure and sincere form of love, hope, and aspiration which does not depart from the heart of the servant of Allah, even if he is tied in chains. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Ilahi law qarantani bil asfat. O God, if you tied me with chains, even if the servant is deprived of the favors of Allah. Ilahi law mana'tani saybaka min bayn al ashhad. O Allah, if you cut me off from your bounties from in the eyes of the people, if the servant is in the situation that his misdeeds are disclosed by Allah before the people, even then, ما قطعت رجائي منك. This is the kind of person whose heart is filled with the most sincere form of love of Almighty Allah. This love manifests itself in different ways. Sometimes it manifests itself in the form of yearning and shawq, and at other times, it manifests itself in the forms of intimacy and uns. Both these states are a description of love, with the difference that the state of shawq occurs to the lover when he is away from the beloved, while the state of uns occurs to him when he is in the presence of the beloved. In the supplication of iftitah, which has reached us from Imam Hujjatul Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, there has appeared an accurate portrayal of these two states. He says, "All praise due to Allah, whose curtains can never be opened and whose doors can never be locked. The one whose curtains can never be opened is the very one whose doors can never be closed. But it makes great difference in understanding Allah through this perception or that perception." So there is a little difference between yearning and intimacy, but yet they are both originating from the love of the Almighty Allah in its sincere form. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, guide me all the way to your journey.